Some members of the Republican Party not happy with last night's deal, but as it was being forged over the last few days, the stock market did Wall Street's version of applause, shooting up, then settling back down. Investors watching closely, as we've been hearing, a default could have been a global financial disaster, although we just heard from someone who doesn't believe that. President Obama spoke this morning.
We hear some members who pushed for the shutdown say they were doing it to save the American economy. But nothing has done more to undermine our economy these past 3 years than the kind of tactics that create these manufactured crises.
How much damage has uncertainty alone done? NPR economics correspondent Chris Arnold has been taking a look at that. He joins us in the studio. Chris, welcome.
Hi, Robin.
And, you know, the Economist warning near the precipice of default disaster. We just heard Representative King say, well, I don't think anything bad would have happened. And does he have a point? Because there are people pointing to the stock market shooting up as we got not to the 11th hour, but to the 12th, last night. So can't they point to that and say, see?
Well, I think a couple things were going on with the stock market. I mean, number one, we weren't really at the precipice at the 11th or 12th hour last night. That was the deadline that the Treasury Secretary laid out, said, look, you know, after Thursday, I can't promise that we're not going to default. But if you really looked at the inflows and outflows, we probably had two more weeks or something. Mm-hmm. So the market knew we had some time. And when I talk to investors about this, they say, look, as dysfunctional as Washington appears to be or actually is right now, this could be so bad. I mean, nobody knows, right? And we haven't ever defaulted in a serious way like this before. It could be Armageddon, and it could be so bad that we don't believe that the government's going to let it happen. Had the market thought it was going to happen, most people think if stocks would have fallen off a cliff.
Yeah. Well, and again, this is the default possibility, the U.S. not being able to raise its debt ceiling and then borrow the money to pay for the things that have already been authorized by Congress. That's what we're talking about here. But what is the danger of no one believing it? You know, that sense that, oh, see, you even just said there were two more weeks. It's not that big a deal. What's the danger of the world maybe even getting used to 11th hour standoffs? And thinking it's not going to be a big deal because they are always at the last second going to step in.
Well, I think one conclusion you might draw from this is saying, well, look, even the market didn't freak out so bad. And so maybe the world has just gotten used to this sort of brinkmanship and theater in Washington or whatever. But I think this is a really big deal for the economy. We heard the president talking about that just a few seconds ago. And a lot of economists are saying that, too, that the problem is this creates uncertainty. And there's a lot of ongoing issues with the government that need to be resolved in terms of how are we going to trim the deficit? How are we going to deal with entitlements? What are we going to do about tax reform?
Not only that, there's a report that crunches the numbers that says that there's money that's already been lost.
Right. And this is why that companies can't plan ahead and they can't make decisions if they don't know what's coming down the road. And so politicians continually refusing to do the tough work, really, and chart a course for the country and stumbling from one crisis to the next leaves companies scratching their head. And what these studies are showing is that, look, this has cost, one study that came out this week says this has cost 900,000 jobs.
Already.
About a million people would have had work that don't have work if Washington had been doing a better job, according to these economists.
And if that same report also has a revenue loss, what would that be?
It would be hundreds of billions of dollars. That's a calculation that says because of this artificial slowdown in the economy due to this uncertainty premium or whatever you want to call it, that we're growing at about 0.3% of GDP less than we would be otherwise, if you can follow that. But it comes out to hundreds of billions of dollars.
So fighting overspending has in effect and budgets has in effect already cost money, for the people who are on the fiscal side of this equation. But it's not over, because the most overused phrase of the day has to be kick the can down the road. And that's what's happened.
Right. Yeah. I was just at a conference this morning with hundreds of manufacturing CEOs from all over the country, and they're frustrated. You know, nobody's applauding there. They think, look, this is going to be another 3 months of us not knowing what's happening. And for them, it's sort of like, okay, you're driving in your car down the highway and it's a sunny day and you can see way down the road and you can drive at 70 miles an hour. That's great. what's happening because of this uncertainty in Washington, it's almost like the people who run these companies, it's a rainstorm, they can't see. And so they got to downshift to third gear, slow down, drive at 40 miles an hour just to be safe. And that's what they're all doing. And they're not hiring as much and they're not investing as much in the economy or their businesses.
Okay, that sound you're hearing, jobs lost and money, revenue lost as well. Chris Arnold, economics correspondent for NPR. Chris, thanks so much.
Thanks, Robin.
And we should say a rocky road ahead. You say, Robin, kick the can down the road. We spoke with economist Diane Swonk the other day, who said the fourth quarter could be terrible and that the holiday shopping season could be tough as well. Well, one coda to all of this, an odd one, came from House stenographer Diane Reedy yesterday. She had this outburst after the House of Representatives voted to end the shutdown.
He will not be mocked. He will not be mocked.
Don't touch me.
He will not be mocked. The greatest deception here is this is not one nation under God. It never was.
Well, she was quickly escorted out by colleagues. Texas Congressman Joaquin Castro said the woman had a crazed look on her face. Virginia Congressman Jerry Connolly told the Washington Post that she is a well-known and liked person in the House. Capitol Hill police are conducting interviews to investigate what happened.